UN Refugee Agency Chief Antonio Guterres said nothing less than a quantum leap in funding has to happen if the world's vulnerable are to get the help they desperately need. More than 42,000 people were displaced every day in 2014, the UNHCR chief explained, amid longer and more protracted crises. That number rises every year, Guterres said, and the problem is that funding is not increasing at the same rate.
The multilateral international humanitarian community is not broken, but it is financially broke. We are no longer able to provide the minimum that the protection, the assistance and the solutions of the people we care for would require.
This is why the UN's proposed Sustainable Development Goals should ensure that humanitarian issues feature as an integral part and not something separate, Guterres insisted.
We need to make sure that areas in crisis and people affected by crisis need to be incorporated in the objectives of the Sustainable Development Goals. And this is true for refugees, this is true for internally displaced, it is true for stateless people, it is true for irregular migrants in many parts of the world. It is absolutely essential that in statistics and in strategies and in measures that are adopted, everybody is included and there are no people that are put aside and forgotten in this context.
One solution to the funding crisis might be a means-tested system for humanitarian contributions, the UNHCR chief said. That would bring humanitarian contributions into line with the way that funding is found for peacekeeping among UN member states. The humanitarian chief also called for more collaboration with the private sector and funding from emerging countries.
This is being done, but I think we need to think out of the box and we need to recognize that there is a quantum leap that requires much more than these gradual improvements.
At the World Humanitarian Day event in Geneva, Guterres also called for a fundamental review of development strategy for countries which sheltered huge numbers of refugees. He explained that states such as Jordan, Lebanon, Kenya, and Cameroon faced huge problems from hosting refugees. But because of their status as middle-income countries, they miss out on essential international development aid. Deanne Penn, United Nations.